your coping choices. One of the great joys and responsibilities of life is the ability to choose. When we are young, choices are made for us until we are old enough to make our own decisions or learn from our freedom to choose bad decisions. Below are two categories for your consideration when walking through the process of healing. Choices that promote healing: crying, talking, sharing, prayer and meditating on scripture, attending a support group, staying busy, balanced with rest and relaxation, organizing your time, journaling, attending to basic health needs, accepting that healing is a process, listening to music, reading, exercising regularly, eating healthy, working, taking a vacation, spending time with family and friends, creating a memory book, allowing yourself to enjoy humor and laugh, finding resourceful ways to deal with your loved one's personal items, attending a Bible study, calling a friend, and going out for a meal. Gardening. Consider visiting www.griefshare.orgw under Find a Group tab. Enter your zip code and or city to discover free in-person or online support groups within miles of your home. Choices that hinder healing: excessive alcohol, drugs, smoking, focusing on suicide, carelessness, overactivity to exhaustion, isolating yourself, neglecting basic needs, oversleeping, eating or spending, self-pity, unforgiveness, bitterness, complaining or blaming, avoiding all reminders of your loved one, refusing to deal with your loved one's living area or to part with personal items, creating shrines, over-idealizing the person, using controlling or attention-getting behaviors, pretending all is well, destroying relationships with family or friends, refusing counsel. Carlo Grisetta, Carlo at the Presence Network, .ore, the choice is yours. Choose carefully. The Presence Network, or www.the-presence-network.org, or 9137-684-283.